We've got a special guest popped in.
We have, a very special guest.
And she's doing marvellous work. And
Good morning.
Good morning, Rosemary Norman.
Uh-huh.
Of the Isle of Wight and...
Hampshire
area. So how does that work? They borrow it and we use it?
No, I mean, we just cover the whole area.
Right.
So a call comes through and who's needed it goes to. So
where is it based?
Well, we're based up at Thruxton.
Right.
Andover way. However, it could be anywhere when it's called out. It could be at a job, finishing a call. It could be on a standby point at another airstrip or something before it goes out. So it could be anywhere. But if it was to go from Thruxton to the furthest point of Hampshire and Isle of Wight, which is Ventnor, that's only about 20 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, crikey,
yes.
That is really, really
fast.
Quick.
Yeah, it's very fast.
How much is a helicopter? Because I want to be able to get around that quick.
It takes a lot of money. We average 165, we reckon 165, I'm going to say 165. Where did that one come from?
No, was it
125,000 pounds. I think I'm thinking of the future. £125,000 a month. That's £4,000 a day
right. That
we need. And it's about £600-odd every time we go up in the air. So
right.
We're not going up there for fun.
No, sure.
A lot of people say, you do enjoy rides when we attend events on standby. No, this is a serious vehicle.
Yeah.
If we go to events and the helicopter's there, we're more than happy to show people around, but it is an emergency vehicle.
It's not like there's a load of them, too. I mean, you know, you've got to be really careful where you are, I suppose.
There's 19 areas now with 30-odd helicopters
right.
in England and Wales and Scotland now, and we're all charity. We don't get any government funding. We don't get any lottery funding. We're there to work with the ambulance service, though, and the emergency services and the hospitals.
You must have to do a hell of a lot of fundraising to sustain the amount of the cost of it, £125,000 a month.
We do. I mean, I've been on since the beginning. I'm the old one in the shop, if you like. I've been there since August 2005 when we started fundraising. We started with... here you are, Rosemary, collection boxes, some stock, go and get yourself some talks.
Mm-hmm.
And now people ring us up, we can go and give talks to all groups, from schools to WIs to any evening groups, interest groups, and we're more than happy to tell people about the service, and things happen out of that. People come and join us as volunteers, they find ways of supporting us and helping us build up that money. And then we have the lottery. We have our own lottery, which brings in, I believe at the moment, that's about £30,000 a week. To us.
Crikey, that's good.
That is, yes. We have this company, Flight for Life, that do the lottery for us. We promote it, obviously, and we get the checks, which is great. They work very hard. They're usually at supermarkets, and people just sign up. They get it. Simplest thing is you get a ticket with numbers on it, but you can forget about it, because if you win, a check turns up. Simplest lottery I've ever known. If you win, something turns up. There's a amount of people that come up to me though and say, I haven't won yet, I can't do anything about
no.
it. Official, I can't.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's wonderful work, it really is. I mean, it does beg the question. I mean, it's with something that's so vital and so important,
yes,
you know, it should be paid for by government or
someone. Yeah, but you ask any air ambulance and we're all the same at the moment, more than happy.
Really?
Not to have them sort of the government control us, because there's cutbacks and things.
Sure.
This way,
yeah.
This way, there's people power. They're keeping us going. They're keeping it alive. So.
And it speaks volumes, doesn't it?
Because it does.
I would imagine there's lots of people that are putting their hand in their pocket because they know the work you're doing is vital.
It's unfortunate that sometimes it doesn't happen until they know someone, which is not very nice. You know, we're slowly getting there. We're getting to a stage where people are saying to us, we've seen you up in the air. We want to help you however we can.
How often is it used on the island?
We reckon about 4 to 5 times a week.
Oh, crikey.
4 to 5 times a week?
4 to 5.
Yeah, 4 to 5.
Not 4 to 5.
No, I get that.
I'm just
astounded. That, I didn't think it would be that much.
Put it on standby, will you? We might need it again in a minute.
You know, you just don't know what's out there, what's going to happen, so you can't predict. We're coming to, hopefully, the summer. Nice one like last year will mean people will be out late, people will start doing things like riding on mopeds without the correct gear on.
Yeah.
You know, you see them with flip-flops, you see them with shorts.
I've stopped doing it.
Why?
Now.
Why?
Good.
Because I used to drive. I used to ride a little scooter around town with Crocs.
Oh no!
And
how foolish. Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah.
I've stopped now.
Thank you. If you can promote that to everywhere,
it's common sense. It really is.
It cuts down a lot of injuries. And
so you've got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, we want to get that out there.
Yeah, we certainly have.
So what's the next thing? What's the next big thing to raise money?
The next big thing. Well, we're starting our summer events, which is great. So we'll be as many shows as we can. Actually, at Chael Show, hopefully everyone's going to bring their teddy bear because we'll have a teddy medic centre.
Right.
I know you've got a teddy bear that needs a bit of help. I'm not doing psychiatric, though.
That's a shame. Mind you, take up all your time.
We got our own ones. There's loads. If you go on our website, which is quite long, it's all the W's. Hampshire is abbreviated to HIOW-airambulance.org.uk. Pull down the challenges page. There's a lot of challenges on there. If you are very fit, next February you could be doing the Kilimanjaro for us. How do you fancy that?
You got anything a little closer
to
home?
Yeah, I just like to leave the island.
Yeah,
well, that's we've got some training. We are saying people, we've got a couple of spaces left, I believe. We had to get 26. I think we've got about 22 at the moment, so we've got some good take-up on that. We're saying end of March, though, because you're going to have to get fit. You're going to have to go out and practice for that one.
Yeah.
The Isle of Wight, they've got their Isle of Wight Challenge in August. You go on our website, you can either do 50K or 100K around the island.
Swimming?
No, walking.
Oh, I was thinking of it.
Walking or jogging.
She's just told me off for wearing Crocs. I mean, they're not going to ask you to swim around the Solent, the most dangerous waters ever.
We have some ladies who are going to swim the Solent for us as well.
There's a lot of information.
You need to spend some time on our website and see what people do.
Well, I will.
There's even the London to Brighton run, I believe, in May.
Excellent.
It's coming up. You can do that. I've got the... not the wackiest, the one that I think is strange, and they come over every year and hoping to get more people, so the Isle of Wight Skate Challenge. They skateboard around the island on longboards over the weekend and raise money for us. There's a bunch of students from Southampton, but it is open to everybody.
Yeah.
And we'll put more information on that by May. We can do that. White Link have chosen us as their charity of the year, so we've got Pirate Days happening in August. We've got Peter Pan, we've got Christmas Grotto happening, and we've also got in October a battleship tournament. So if you've ever liked doing that game, hit miss.
Yeah,
we're going to do that. On board the ferry, St. Clair, you'll have a team of three, and you go down and then they whittle it down to the finals. And we've actually got a large, giant board being made. And some schools, and we're looking for some more schools to take part and actually making a couple of the boats to go on there. So you'll have a giant battleship board to play the last games on.
Fabulous. Does it ever surprise you, the amount of people that get involved in doing the daftest things ever?
No, not now.
Not now.
Not now.
But it did, though, didn't it? It did.
And it's also, when the beginning when I started doing all the talks, and lucky enough we got some volunteers, and we always need more volunteers, who actually go and give talks for us. But when I started doing it, I didn't realise there were so many groups around. If anyone says there's nothing to do, they're going round with their eyes shut. I just can't believe the Isle of Wight Interest Group, to obviously the over 60s, the WIs, the Rotaries, obviously the Scouts, and it's just so many of them. So nothing ever surprises me now.
It's incredible what you do. It really is. And you should check the website out. And it is www.hiow. You're right there.
Do you need the air ambulance?
Do you need me to phone anybody?
No, they won't even come and pick me up, take me shopping.
So. Yeah, right, yeah. So let's just recap this. It's www.hiow-airambulance.org.uk.
That's it.
Go and check out the website because all the details are there and how you can take part, how you can support this wonderful thing.
And we want your old clothes too.
What, now?
No. You can keep those ones on.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
How do we help with old clothes?
The old clothes, we've got textile banks all over the island and Hampshire.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Bag It Up, the company, do it all for us. So one of the top ones now because they're very careful who they choose to send the clothes on to. You just put a carrier bag of clothes that you don't use, shoes, bras, anything, bags, we'll use them. Put them in there, that's your bit done. A man with a van comes and picks them up. They're sorted, sent out to Eastern Europe and sold to fair trade market people who sell them at respectable prices. They're sent to places where they're needed.
Right.
We now say that 75%, I think, no, 76% of it is sold on. So it's not recycled. It's not all recycled. It's reused. So 76% is reused. Then you've got 23% is recycled. With that 1%, if I've calculated it right, is now turned into fuel pellets for cement. That's even, they go around with a broom and all the brushing, all the dust and everything from the floor, from the clothes, is put into that. So nothing goes to waste, including the carry bags that aren't biodegradable are used.
Wow.
So
incredible.
Yeah. And we get 30,000 on average a month from that.
Brilliant.
So it's
good.
Really worthwhile you putting it in there.
So where would we find the details of where we can find these things? On the website?
You find them on the website, and you can also find it on the Bag It Up website. Simple as bagitup.co.uk.
Okay.
You put in your postcode and they'll tell you where the nearest one is. If anyone knows anywhere where you can put one, it has to be private land, so someone's got a pub, there's a car park next to a shop. Please let us know, because we'd love to get more out there. There is demand. I mean, we started off at Tesco's with just two when we first started, and we now have five up there, five textile banks.
Is there one here at the Riverside?
There is one at the Riverside Centre, yes, just around the corner, as they say, so use it, please.
Okay, we will. And somebody tried to put a mattress in there the other day.
I didn't, did they?
Yeah, honestly, I came through and I thought... Hang on, this mattress is hanging out there because it's like an envelope. It's like a post box, isn't it?
Yeah, they believe it or not, the textile banks that have been changed over, they replenish them, etc., every 18 months. They have to put these devices on board to stop people going inside and taking stuff out.
Right.
And so, believe it or not, there's a V. If you look at carefully, there's a V shape on the sort of rollerball of it, and that's to try and stop people putting children inside to get stuff out. So to try and put a mattress in is even worse. Yes, people
believe
try
it,
always. Ours are electronically locked. They're looked after. We come over to the island twice a week to empty. It's usually all of them on the Tuesday, and back to the supermarkets again on the Friday. So if people want to make note of that, but no mattresses.
Yeah, no mattresses.
No mattresses, please. Thank you so much. No children. And no husbands.
Right.
Don't take those at all.
Okay. It's great to see you, and I'm sure we're going to see you again.
Love to.
I've got an idea to put to you off air in a mo. Anything else you want to say before you go?
Just keep on supporting us, and also keep an eye on the 21st of September, hoping to have an open day down at Sandown Airport, helicopter and lots more emergency vehicles. Come and see us.
Okay, brilliant. Nice
Thank
to
you.
See you.